So yeah, that's a bit of marriage advice. That's some dating advice too, guys. We've given you financial advice. Charge it. We've given you fashion advice. Don't wear that yellow and that tan. And now we've given you marriage and dating advice. Mm-hmm. You don't be unequally yoked with a non-cilantro lover.
There you go. This is the whole package, y'all, right here.
What more could you possibly want? It's very important. People don't tell you stuff like that.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink-toenail-painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Episode 20.
20. Yeah.
And it's time for us to have another planning session.
You know what it is? As you noticed, if you looked at the Trello today, I was like, oh, snap. And I added a bunch of other episode lists on there.
I didn't look at it today. I looked at it the other day and I was like,
we done with the.
It's time for a 2023 planning session.
It is. I just did the same thing. I was making my little outline and I was like, oh, look, this is the last episode we have on here. I think you stuck one, or no, maybe there's one more on there. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Guys, we're very professional. We have a Trello board. Yep. Okay. I mean, what can we say? What can we say? Good. Happy New Year. Were we already Happy New Year last
year? We've done Happy New Year.
Okay. I'm full of cheese still. Okay.
We have done that.
I do know what day it is, though. It's Monday. It's Monday, January 9th. Okay. I'm back. I'm getting organized. I made files all day today.
Look at you.
I helped my son I really just took him to coffee and, quote, helped him do a job application. But, like,
So on the computer behind me, if you can see over my shoulder, that's John Garrett's computer. Your son is on that computer playing chess.
Oh, I can watch him.
My two boys right now.
I can watch them right there. I can spy on them without them even knowing.
They told me that he was doing a job application and he wanted to use me as a reference.
He
does.
He
does. And I said, that is fine. And I said, where is he applying? And they said, a tattoo parlor. And I said, okay, I won't tell him about his hepatitis. So
listen. Okay, people.
He doesn't have hepatitis.
He doesn't, and he's not applying to a tattoo parlor either, by the way, in case anyone wants
either
to know.
Either way.
It's an outdoors kind of gear kind of play. It's perfect for him.
Okay.
I hope. We'll see. But anyway, that's, you know, as per our lives, you know everything that I know about my family. I don't have to tell you anything. There's no update because
As my boys are here, I've got you.
I know. Otherwise, we're lost and you don't know what's going on with me.
Right.
So, oh my goodness sakes. Well, let's see. What do I have to share? I'm getting, like, this weekend was just get your brain back to real life.
Normal?
Oh, yeah. Like trying just the clutter.
Well, yeah. The sheets, the clutter is about, to get to me. I took my trees down. I did get. I had two.
Well, you're
downstairs.
You're ahead of me. I'm slow as molasses.
I got those down.
Good.
And now the whole room looks empty.
Bare.
I mean,
and
it's
sad.
Just weird. How
I know.
It's weird. It looks like that for the entire year, and then all of a sudden,
and it's fine.
Yeah, and it's fine. And then the Christmas tree goes up, and then the Christmas tree goes down. And you go, this is the plainest, dullest room.
I know. This is just sucks. Anyway, so that's where we are. But I've entered that upward swing of like feeling like there's a light at the end, like I'm getting, like things are getting under control. You know, we're getting back to some semblance of clean isn't the right word, but just lots of laundry, lots of sheets being washed, lots of all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
you
know how it is. So it makes me feel
good. I have taught kitchen safety all day long today.
Oh, kitchen
I have said
safety.
The same things for 6 hours.
Okay, quiz me. Give me something.
Are you more likely to be injured with a sharp knife or a dull knife?
Dull. Everybody knows that.
And should your pots and pans, the handles.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Okay, tell me.
Well, they should be turned in because you stick out and you're going to knock it over.
You're going to knock it out.
You know how I also know that? Because I have to turn Tim Broyles, the pan handles, anytime he cooks. I have to go by and turn them in every time. Every time the man is 50-something years old and I still have to turn those handles in. It drives me crazy. So, yeah, those are good. And those are very good tips. Speaking of Tim, we're on our way to church. This is just a little taste of what conversations are like, you know, 28 years of marriage, guys. This is what you have to look forward to. We're going to church and I'm offering him a mint. I said, you want a mint? I'm passing out mints. He said, yeah, give me two. He always wants like two. Like, yeah, all right. Give me two. Yeah. I said, no. I said, you can have one. I said, they're big and no, you can have one. So he's like, fine. So he takes it, sticks it in his mouth. Not 10 seconds into having that mint in his mouth, I hear crunch, crunch, chomp, 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 and he's chewing on it. And I looked over him and I said, you're not supposed to chew a breath mint. You're supposed to suck on it. I said, it can't freshen your breath from in your stomach. And he just looked over me and said, well, that's why I wanted two. And I said, well, that's why you got one, because you chew you chew the stupid mints like a little five-year-old.
That's what Ron Chank does that.
Why? I don't, he literally, it was not even 10 seconds and he's chomping it up. I'm sucking mine because the idea is it's the fresh in your breath.
Because you suck.
Oh my, where's the ba-doom? We need a rim shot. Do you have a rim shot? Surely there's like a rim shot.
No.
No?
I don't think so. Oh, that's what I should have played because that was funny.
Yeah. See, like a rim shot or a laugh track. That
was
very
funny.
Does it
not turn off?
Oh, sorry.
The other ones turn off. That one did not.
It was long.
Speaking of Tim, too.
Yeah.
So Caleb is writing a paper for one of his, I don't know, classes. Mm-hmm. But he's having to write on the Minnesota bridge collapse.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
So I was right there. We were right there. We were in Minnesota at the Twins game. And when it collapsed, Ron and I had met his cousins at a, I don't know, at an Italian place. It doesn't matter for dinner. Mm-hmm. And his sister had taken all the kids on into the Metrodome where the game was being played. Mm-hmm. We had been out. There's a little footbridge right there. We'd been out looking at that bridge.
Yeah.
We crossed that bridge coming in. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just crazy. And so there was a building obstructing my view. All I could see some black smoke coming up and all these emergency vehicles as we were walking back to the dome, just about took us out. We were like, what is going on? As we passed some people, they said a bridge collapsed.
Oh,
I didn't know it was
terrible.
The bridge, right?
Right.
And so there's a helicopter up in the sky, and we get in to the dome, and we're telling his sister about it and said, I don't know, a bridge collapsed or something. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So there was a guy sitting behind us. He was a off-duty policeman, and he said, wait, what are you saying? We told him, and you know, that's when he told us he was a police officer, and he said, let me call my sergeant and I'll see what I can find out. So he's the one that told us this was the bridge and kind of gave us an update. Well, all of Ron's family turned back, and I'm kind of sitting on the end, and they're all talking amongst themselves when I hear the guy behind me say, hey, I'm probably not going to make it through here. I'm probably going to have to leave. They don't know if this was a structural collapse or a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Well, you know, after 9/11.
Well, sure, absolutely.
You know, if it were a terrorist attack before 9/11, you would think an isolated incident.
Right. Or you just wouldn't have even really thought terrorist attack. You would have just thought like a truck hit it or who
something
knows?
Happened. Yeah. It just, So, but then after 9/11, you're thinking all these things, but you kind of sit there and you go, what's next? And there's
I'm in a big old stadium.
And I'm in one of them. I'm sitting in one of them. The other may have been like Mall of America or something like, you know, that there's two big points of interest and I'm sitting in one of them. So thankfully on the way into the place, I called Mom and said, hey, I don't know what's going on, but there's a bridge or something that's collapsed. But I'm just letting you know that we are in the dome. Everything's good. Well, that was the best phone call that I'd made. Because after that, I mean, she knew we were heading down there. After that, they scrambled all the cell signals. They closed all the bridges all over town. I mean, it
I remember
was,
you guys were like, how are we going to get like back to, you had to get to the other side.
And they wouldn't let us leave.
Oh, I would have been out. Let me tell you right now, as soon as that policeman started saying stuff, I would have been like, y'all, we heading down the stairs right now, real calm.
We're
going.
We're
going to head down the stairs. And Tim would have been like, what are we doing? What do you mean? And I've been like, get in line.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're walking calmly out.
We didn't. We're down. We sat there and watched the ball game is what we did.
They didn't cancel. I guess they just.
No, they just kept right on playing. Well, they didn't want anybody to leave.
They didn't want traffic out. Well, they didn't want traffic everywhere. Right. That would have been a mess. So they did the right thing.
They did, and but it was terrifying. I'm just going to tell you, sitting there, it was terrifying. Anyway, Caleb is writing this paper, and I said, you know, I said, Caleb, call Uncle Tim and talk to him about it. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't remember. I know that Tim said, calm down. I guarantee you it's not going to be terrorism. It's going to be, they're going to find out that it was like a structural collapse or something. And, you know, of course, at that point, you have no idea what's going on or any of this. Yeah. And I said, but I said, I want to say that maybe his company or something had something to do with the after, with the investigation or.
Yeah, I think, I believe that they did. It was obviously a huge, so Tim is a bridge engineer. And it was a huge, everyone in the industry, I mean, knew immediately. And, you know, it's a huge deal. That's. Tim doesn't have him. Yeah, have him. I don't want to say a lot on here, but definitely have him. Caleb talked to him, but I know, you know, it was a structural, it was a design issue. And I mean,
he did. He called, well, he called Tim, but before he called Tim, he fake called Tim.
What's that mean?
Well, he told me he was talking to Tim, picked at his phone, and then picked it up and said, yo, Uncle Tim. What's up, Volcano? I mean, he says he has this whole conversation. And in the background, I'll say, hey, well, tell Tim what you're doing. Tell Tim. And he would state something. I'm like, no, Caleb, that's not what I said. I said, I think that his company, you know, I'm correcting. I'm having this whole, tell Tim this, tell Tim that, tell, you know, the whole thing was fake.
Well, they can't be doing that to you, Joni.
I know.
We're already confused as it is.
What got into his mind? Who does that? Who has a fake conversation?
I don't know. That takes a lot of effort. I just don't have that kind of dedication. No, absolutely not. But yeah, well that's a good, you know, it was a terrible, have him, I mean, that guy, you know, you do some, I mean, that guy will never work in engineering ever again. So, I mean, and understandably.
Well, Caleb said, and when he talked to Tim, Tim didn't know, Caleb has, you know, researched this. There were pictures showing it. Showing that part.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and they like just what just happened at the Missouri, big bridge in Memphis.
Yeah.
Same thing. That little worker was out there just looking at it and was like, she called 911 and shut it down.
Yeah.
Like herself as a little, she was like, we're shutting this down.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Hey, bridges are safe, y'all. It's fine. It's fine. They're mostly safe. It's fine.
Yeah,
so that's a happy.
Good.
I do have a little, let's see, I've got a little fashion news I need to pass on to people. I am seeing a lot of things on Instagram and different places and in person, and I'm going to need people to stop wearing yellow, bright yellow and tan together.
You don't like that?
I'm going to need you to stop. I'm seeing it like in fashiony, like Instagram-y, like purses and stuff that are like tan and bright yellow sweater and like this tan leather. I'm like, what is happening? I don't like it. It does not look good. I need y'all to stop. Number two, and this one is known. Everybody knows this, but I'm going to repeat it. No more wearing skin toned leggings.
Oh,
guys, we got to stop. We got to stop. Now, if you're, you know, your skin tone-ish, like, right, you know, if you're lighter skinned and you wear dark brown, that's fine. If you're dark brown and you're kind of wearing lighter, light leggings. Let's just say no to light leggings.
Light leggings. Plus, every piece of cellulite that you have shows through light leggings.
Well, I mean, I don't wear them, but that's for to spare the world. But I'm just saying the tan, like the skin tone leggings, it just looks like you're naked. It just looks like you're naked. So please.
Well, let me just tell you, that's kind of the goal that some of them are going for. No. Just so you know. Joni. I teach high school. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are y'all kids, are they allowed to wear leggings?
It has to cover. They have to have a shirt that covers
the
hide-in.
Yeah, a long shirt. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, because they're comfy now. So that, I have that. I also, you know, something else on Instagram. I would like to talk to the people at Instagram who do the little algorithm. And I would like to say, sometimes I just want to look at that one particular bra for a minute. Yeah, I don't need to see now every bra that's ever been made, every ad for every bra. My entire ad thing is just bras.
Well, mine is actually...
Because I paused and looked at one.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I looked at one. I clicked on it. You know, I mean...
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to look at that one. I didn't want all of the bras.
Yeah. I think because I mentioned like Bulldogs a lot in reference to Mississippi State, I get all these Bulldog reels. Bulldogs.
I'm 100% for that.
They're little cute little Bulldogs. Yeah.
That's fine with
so
me.
So that's
I can
a good
that.
Little. But I do. I get a lot of Bulldog
that's
reels.
Good.
And thankfully, I get like Pottery Barn ads. That's a little more fun than bras.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Instagram, I know you're trying to help me, but settle down. I just wanted to look at the one.
Yeah.
I was interested in that one for a minute, and now I'm literally seeing all of them all the time. And I'm like, oh my goodness, how do I get out? I can't get out.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say about that. All right.
Okay.
What else have y'all been doing?
Well, my heater went out. My heater's out. So the upstairs is working. The downstairs is gone. And and we were getting some carbon monoxide in the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay. So did your alarm go off?
Yeah.
Did the pilot light went out? Is that what happened?
I guess. I don't know. The whole heater. It just was cold. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the dude showed up. Of course, it's now, you know, it's not bad in the day.
Did he service your unit?
He serviced our unit. Okay, well, we're about to have a whole new unit.
That one goes out to John Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
I don't know that I can continue after.
She lost her train of thought.
Lost it.
Okay. It's a cattle reference.
It is a cattle.
For those of you in the cattle business.
Yes.
Anyway,
and that's a John Vanderbrugge cattle. Yes. When they breed their cattle, they will say instead of breeding the cattle that they are servicing the unit.
Service the unit. And we can never unhear that. We can't unhear it.
I try.
Okay. Sorry. So, I apologize. Your guy was there servicing your unit.
Yeah. I wasn't home. Ron was home. So.
Oh, his
hey,
unit
Ron,
got
Ron
serviced.
Got his unit
oh, this
serviced.
Is inappropriate. This is very inappropriate. I am so sorry. I apologize.
Anyway.
Continue.
We'll probably have to have a whole new unit. It looks like the repair is
unit. Stop saying that.
What do you want me to call it?
Heater, just first.
So the heater will probably have to have, but it's more than the heater. It's the whole.
It's the whole system.
It's the unit. So we'll probably have to have one. But so here's the thing: it can probably be repaired for about $3,000.
A new one's what, five or?
Yeah, I can get a new one for a little over $5,000 with a 25-year warranty. I'm like, I'd rather do the. You know, instead
is that
of,
original to the downstairs part? I know you all added all. Is that or was
it was
that new
there
you...
before, but it was purchased in 2007.
Okay, so it's done.
Yeah,
probably. Nowadays, it's done.
Yeah. So there's that. My refrigerator and freezer out in the garage broke.
Goodness.
So thankfully, I have experienced this before. And Caleb came in and said something has died in the garage, and I went, "Oh no,
something got."
I said, "Go check and see." No, I said, "Go see if the freezer's off," because you know you don't go out there all the time.
Oh, so something died, and then it just smelled like spoiled.
All the food that was rotten because it thawed.
Oh no!
You know that's the
Oh boy.
Thankfully, we're not in the dead of summer. And
well, that's why
anyway,
your heater went out too, so that you cannot be totally comfortable. You can be cold and have spoiled.
Yeah. If anybody would like to start a GoFundMe account. Anyway, it's fine.
That's
fine.
Nuts.
I've got electric blankets and I've got heaters, and we'll be fine.
I know.
Until
but still, it's just one of those things.
They get the new one in.
You have to do it when it yeah. goes. You yeah. all of a sudden, there you go.
So we won't be coming to Thatcher's. What? No, I'm joking. But
what? Yes, you will. Just put it on the credit card. Mm-hmm. Okay. Come to us. Follow us for more financial advice.
Yeah.
Put it on the card. Swipe it. Okay.
Go fund me. Can we just talk about Mary Margaret for a second?
Why? We always talk about her.
Well, she sent a text. I don't know if you saw it. She doesn't shave her legs in the winter. So we need to discuss how many people are leg shavers in the winter.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you a leg shaver? Are you a winter
I am,
shaver?
But I go longer. But I definitely do. But I definitely let it go a little longer just because you're in pants so much and, yeah, you know. But no, I definitely do.
I do. I just can't stand it.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm probably not as careful with it as I am.
Yeah,
in
that's
the summer.
What I mean. Like, it's kind of like, whatever. And then, you know, you keep going. So.
But I can't stand it.
I did put that on the, I did add that to the Trello for next week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun.
No, that's okay. But I, cause M squared, she requested one. We're getting requests. So many people want to know, like, about skincare and, like, hygiene. I don't really want to do, like, a hygiene routine, but, like, skincare, like, what do you do with all that kind of stuff? So I stuck it on there because I was like, well, whatever. I mean, I don't know, but we'll talk about it. Speaking of routines, what I did put down on there, you know, it's a new year. We're all doing new things. We're all trying to be healthy and all that. And I know you and I both, like, you know, like to take supplements and we like to take, you know, things to kind of help us out. And so I thought we would just kind of chit chat a little bit about what supplements are your favorites? What do you use? Not, you know, brand. I mean, you could say brand or whatever, that doesn't matter, but like, what are the things that you use on the daily?
So mine, I've got a whole Melaleuca.
That's right.
Or the vitamins that I take, and they have a whole little packet. So I've got a, something that helps my metabolism.
Which is nice. They do come in those little packets.
They come in packets, so I don't have to think about it. I take a packet in the morning. I take a packet at night.
It's nice for travel, too.
It is. Yeah, it makes it really easy. But now I've also added, and this, I guess, since COVID came, I started taking zinc and vitamin D.
Yep.
So in addition to, there's probably some in my vitamins, but in addition to that, I take that.
Yep.
And... I have a new supplement.
Ooh.
And right now I'm very thrilled with it.
Oh.
For all you menopausal people, premenopausal people, hot flashes. Have you had hot flashes?
Like last year or so, but now it's not so bad now.
So I have just started with some hot flashes and they're miserable and intense.
At night, it's pretty bad.
It is. Like you are burning from the inside.
It comes up your chest.
Yes,
I haven't had one in quite a while, to be honest.
From your heart.
Mm-hmm. And you can feel your whole chest and face just going like red, and you're literally like,
It got to, I was having like several a day. I mean, to a point that I was even like, I don't want to say shortness of breath, but I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, and you're trying to teach and be a person.
And I don't want to do hormones. I'm just not good with all that stuff. I'm just not. So, but I did read this supplement, and I will tell you that I have not really researched it. This is a desperate move that I took.
She's desperate. She saw the Instagram ad and went, yes.
Actually, I don't know if it may have been. I don't know where
been.
It was.
I'm not,
but
I know.
It is a supplement called Amberen.
Amberen. Okay.
And I mean, within 2 days of taking it, my hot flashes stopped.
It's probably that's amazing. Number one, that's amazing. It's probably a progesterone. It probably has progesterone in it.
I don't know. It's over the counter OTC.
Yeah, but it's a progesterone. Yeah. It's just a like natural progesterone, like supplement, like natural, not like the hormone therapy kind. Because that's what. There's supplements that have it because a lot of times it's because you're low, your progesterone is low, and our estrogen is all too high.
Yeah.
Well, so we're all out of whack. So
I don't know.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah. It was good.
That's amazing.
It's good. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay. So that's your new one. All right.
That's my new one.
All right. I pretty much for a while now have been taking, let's see, vitamin C, a really good vitamin C. I have to take a chewable because I'm a big baby and I can't swallow big pills. It's okay. And then I've been taking vitamin D for quite a while as well.
Right.
Just because everything says we're all low in it. And I actually have been tested in the last, it was pretty good this last time, but I take like almost 5,000 whatever UT whatever's a day. Pretty religiously, but, and then the zinc, I definitely added that in the COVID times. I also take a Super B. These are all, well, no, they're not all Young Living. One or two of them are. And then the zinc and the, another one, the zinc and the vitamin D, I think are like Dr. Thorne or something. It's from Amazon. They're very good. They came recommended by a doctor. And, but I take a Super B, like a B vitamin complex that has the B's in it.
Do that.
And
yeah.
And that's that really good because for energy and immunity, all the, I'm big immunity focused, obviously. But the energy, and then I've been starting with some collagen, some marine collagen. I don't know. It's supposed to help. It's supposed to do stuff for our faces and our hair and all our things. So I don't know. I'll let you know if I start glowing from within. I also, I try to take like a greens, like a multi-greens, you know, or a, that you could stir in a drink or you can take pills that are just like really concentrated greens, kind of stuff like that. Cause I don't feel like I get enough. And then a probiotic. Because that is very important. Do you take a probiotic?
I think there is one in my supplement pack. I just lost your volume. You are muted.
Oh, sorry. I think I muted myself. I said I actually have been off it for a while just because I forgot to order it. So, but that's great. Like your mm-hmm. whole immune system and everything starts in your gut. So all the stuff right. going on in our gut, leaky gut, all the problems we're having. Probiotics can really, yeah. they can help your skin, any rashes, anything you're having, but really with your immune system, it's kind of cool. So I do take that. I try to take magnesium, but I forget all the time. So that's supposed to be really good for calming and all the things. So I try to take a powdered, magnesium.
I'll put some in the mail to you.
Do you have a good one?
No,
oh, shut up. You just want me calm.
You just want me calm.
I will not. It also helps you sleep. And then I take another sleep kind of a, I do a lot for sleep because I have trouble sleeping. So
I do too.
But I don't want to take any of the heavy hitting
crazy stuff.
So I do ImmuPro from Young Living, which is a immunity and then has a little bit of, what's that called? Melatonin. And also I've been taking, Relaxium sleep. I don't know. I saw an ad for it on the Fox.
So a desperation. You don't know anything about it. It's a desperation.
Nope. They said it was real good. Mike Huckabee said it was real good. He and his wife said they take it every day.
I heard it on the TV.
So I just was like, okay. And I think it's really helpful. And again, it's very, not that just because something's natural doesn't mean it's good for you. I'm not one of those people. Cause guess what? Arsenic is natural. There's a lot of things that are natural that, you know, but this is a lot of just kind of herbs and all the things that, can help. So I do take that. It's a lot. It sounds like a lot, but really it's, I don't know. And I can tell you what, it really helped those. They have made a huge difference. The C, the D, and the B and all that. Cause I've been consistently taking those for a couple years, even before COVID. And I'm telling you what, I didn't get sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I never had the first symptom of COVID ever.
But I mean, even before that, I used to always get a really bad cough every winter. Yeah. I always tend to get really bad coughs and I just didn't get them.
So I don't get sick when I'm in school. Never.
Every summer you get sick. You get sick in May.
As soon as I get out, I get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
the summer colds and whatever. So
that's your body just, you know,
stopping.
Just shutting down, just completely shutting down. Anyway, so that's, you know, if there's stuff in there, you guys, what would be interesting to hear what people, you know, those are kind of the basics.
I will say too that when I don't take my vitamins, I mean, I can tell a huge, huge difference. And
how so?
My energy level, in my mood, in all of it. I mean, I just feel terrible. And so I tell everybody that's the only thing really keeping me alive. But I don't take any medication. Yeah, I'm not on any kind of anything.
No.
And so it's, you know, and I think it's the,
praise the Lord.
Yeah. Right. But I believe, and of course I walk all the time, but so exercise and nutrition, that's just a huge deal.
I got to work on the nutrition part. That's on my list for now I have got to work. Things have gotten out of hand over here this
Christmas. Well, you know, when the boys are home, it's a lot better when you're not having to cook for.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like the amount, I sent Avery home with a whole big grocery bag full of all the cookies and candies that I didn't even get out. The stuff I bought from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
It was perfectly good, sealed up, and I just shoved it all in her bag and said, have a party with your roommates, have people over, you know.
Right, yeah.
They'll spread it out more. Otherwise, it sits here and I can't have it. So. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's that. Okay, you guys. Okay, I have to clear my throat. I'm going to pause. Okay, I'm back. I just muted myself and I cleared my throat. That's what I do for you people. So I have a parental public service announcement, a PSA, that I need to share with parents. And this actually is serious, but it's sort of not like end of the world. But this happened to us over Christmas break. So I want to share so that if you've got older kids, even older teenage kids or, whatever, that you will be aware. So we ended up over Christmas break needing to help Avery get another car because her car went kaput right before Christmas break down at school. So she had it at a shop and, you know, it was going to be $5,000 to fix it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So we were like, well, we ain't doing that. So, you know, so it's Christmas break and we have to find a car, which the God is so good because I mean, we knew what we wanted, but the market right now, and you just don't know. God just literally provided this car. So we found one and we're doing the whole process and getting the funds. She's paying money back. We have funds and she's going to pay us back and all the kind of stuff. Anyway, so she went to deposit the check for the funds into her account. So then she could write, cause we wanted it to be out of, you know, it's all in her name and everything like that. And she, and then wrote the check to the dealer for the whole thing. And anyway, I looked at her account one day. I mean, we just picked the car up. They just done the deal and she and Tim had picked it up and we get back and the next day and I look at it and it was already making me nervous because I don't like last minute and money and dealing with stuff. It takes time and something can go wrong. Like, but we really, you know, it's not how we would have planned it, but it's the timing we had. So that's what we had to do. So I look at her account one morning. I don't know why I look. Oh, no, I think I got an email because her account's kind of under it separate, but somehow it's under us so we can transfer and I'll do all that.
Right.
Anyway, and I looked at it and it was the check had been returned that was going to fund the car. Like just nope, bye-bye, returned. And it should not have been. Like, there was no reason. There's funds. Mm-hmm. All the stuff is good. But it was just gone. Meanwhile, the dealer check showed that it had gone through. So I'm like, her account is like negative thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well. Okay. So, really long story short, everything worked out fine. But I immediately take her to the bank that morning. She had a million things, too. She had, like, doctor's appointments and dentists and you know how they do when they come home, they do all the stuff. Mm-hmm. So she's running these last few days. Plus she's bought a car. So there's all the things that go with that. We're going to have to get it licensed, which good Lord, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like the DMV.
I would not want to do that in a city.
It's fun.
Just saying,
It's a joy beyond belief. You can see some of the crankiest people you've ever, but our experience is okay. It was a lot.
Small town life is good sometimes.
Yes, it is. It is. So anyway, here's what happened. We go to the bank and we're trying to explain to the dude. And of course, he's like, do you have an appointment? And we're like, no, because we didn't know, you know, and they were super nice. They got us in and did all that. But what had happened, guys, was so Avery had opened her bank account when she was probably 15, 14, 15, whatever you can open it. And her signature at 21 is not the same as it was at 15. She has a different signature now. So the lady was like, yeah, they didn't match. The one on the card is like all curly, swirly. Oh my gosh, Lord. So her signature didn't match when she deposited, you know, what from what they had on their signature card when they opened the account. It didn't. I mean, we were looking at, they're like, it doesn't look like the same at all. And we're like, nope, you're right. Sure didn't. Yeah. So that was bad. Then the check for the car got returned because of the same thing. So it got back. Anyway, it was bedlam. It was like negative thousands plus thousands. It was just chaos. The dealer was very nice. We went in because our goal was, we're like, we need to get in there before they like call us. Like, you know.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
We need to, we were working as hard as we could on it. We knew we'd have, you know, so we had to get a different check. She had to sign it the right way. So she had to like forge her.
Oh my gosh.
You know, we could see the card. They showed us printed us a picture because we're like, can we see it? And Avery remembered. She's like, oh, I know how I used to sign. And so we redid the funding. Then it's got to get in.
She make a new signature card?
She did. She is. Okay. She has. But we didn't want to do that.
Until
everything, because we immediately turned around and got a new check into her account. She did her swirly, girly, girly signature. We got that in, and then we took a new check to the car place. And it was so funny. We walk in, and the little guy that sold us the car is there, and like the manager of the whole place is there. And we walk in, and I go, well, we have a check for you. And they were like, oh, yeah. He said, I knew. He said, I wasn't worried. I knew something must have just happened. And I'm like, bless your heart. They didn't even make us pay the fee. I said, we'll pay whatever fee, you know, 30, whatever it is. And he was real nice. He said, no. I said, it was our fault. He said, it was, but it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't like you tried to do anything. So long story short, guys, it was 2 to 3 days of just running around checks and trying to, you know.
That actually happened to me at some point. But my signature is never the same. Well, I mean,
but
it depends.
This was really, really, really different. And they just were like, the people upstairs look at it and they're like, nope. And they should have said nope. And especially
probably because
it was
such a large amount is the deal.
Yeah. But they were like, no.
This one was not. And I was like, what do you mean they did not? No. What? You know, but no.
So that is the public service, a little PSA for you parents. If you know, once your kids like go off to college or could just go check and, you know, have them do a new signature card, just make sure it's the same. Cause there's every good chance if your kid opened an account at 14, 15, whatever it was, you know, that can change. And it just never occurred to me. You know, now when they're 21, 22, whatever. And they don't, here's the thing. When you and I were young, this would have been caught quickly because we wrote checks all the time.
All the time.
They don't write checks.
Right.
So it's not like it got caught at some $20, you know what I mean?
I do. Turn
that up. You know what I mean? So they don't write checks. So it just didn't get updated. So go take your kids to the bank, get a new signature card.
I have another little PSA for you.
Oh, good.
That parents may need to be aware of.
Oh.
That my children have introduced me to. And Ron is now like using it like crazy for stuff, just testing it out.
Okay.
There is an app that will write an entire paper for you.
Oh, yeah.
That has no plagiarism.
Yep.
It's
AI.
It's
all
completely.
That.
Yeah. I'm sure they've had big conversations about.
Well, and in fact, he was talking when John was here over the break. Yeah. They had a whole conversation about it. And he was showing them, and they were testing it and kind of talking all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's been the big talk at my house. Yeah. It's an AI thing, and I could say to it, write a paper about, you know, Greek foods in the style that John von der Brugge would write. And it would find some paper that John von der Brugge had written to figure out his style. And it would come up with a complete original paper, not plagiarized.
Right.
But I didn't write it.
It works. What we figured out and what we kind of tested. Hang on. We tested it out, and the thing that what it does is it scans the internet for information. Yes. So if you're asking it to do something that is just really factual, like, you know, write a paper on, you know, how, I don't even know, whatever, how to do something or other. It can gather a whole bunch of facts and do it. What it can't do very well is write anything that needs analysis or opinion.
Okay.
It can do it, but what it does is it's like some people say blah, 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 and one of the thought, you know, it kind of like it can't give its own conclusion.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Because
we tested
right.
it. We were like, what about that? John gave it an assignment.
Yeah.
And HUD typed it in and it was very just vague and even did that in the style of whatever, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And it couldn't come to a conclusion. It couldn't come to its own thoughts.
Okay.
But still, a basic paper on factual or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
100% it just wrote it. Yeah. So. So parents, that's out there.
That's out there. Isn't that
There's
exciting,
that.
Guys?
English teachers, that's out there.
Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Crazy. So
there you go. That's good news. What else you got?
Well, you had God's sense of irony, and God looks at the heart. So
yeah, I know that sounds all deep. I'm sounding like Joni. I'm like Joni now.
You have the devotion this week.
I do. Actually, this was at church this past Sunday, right after our whole mint conversation too. So you got to see both sides of the whole situation. Anyway, we went to church and Hudson came with us, which is, you know, sometimes a process when the 19-year-old who's been up a little late. Anyway, we're going and Hud has a ball cap on his head. And I'm very cool now. Well, I'm sort of cool. But I have to say, so it's kind of like God just, I was worried. I was a little bit worried about him going into church with a ball cap. Cause y'all, I was not raised.
You don't wear a ball cap.
Men take your hats off. You take a hat off when you come inside, you take a hat off.
You do. Right.
You don't sit there at the table with the hat on. And that's lax, like at our table, you know, and there was just a little, and I've really chilled, like, about how they wear, you know, I know everything has changed. So I know that, but there was just a little teeny piece of me that kind of unusual. I was like,
oh,
you know,
I'd have been right there. And I would have been saying you were not wearing your ball cap in church.
Well, here's the thing. I thought about it and I've told him that, you know, his whole life. I mean, they've never tried as they were young.
Right.
But I thought about it and I was like, you know, I would rather, he stuck it on his head because his hair was crazy. He got up late, you know, it didn't look, you know, and so he's just trying to stick a hat on his head so he can look presentable, honestly, is what.
Right. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Mine have been there too.
It's what he's got long hair now. His hair is long. So he can't just wet it and, you know, read anyway. So he stuck it on and I was like, and he was the only one. We were set towards the back just because we were a little late. So that's another strike against us, you guys. But anyway, and I mean, he was the only, this church too, it depends on what church you're at too.
So that's
the thing.
That
it
is
really
correct.
Depends. There's some that doesn't matter, but this one that we've been going to and I grew up at a little bit and stuff. Anyway, there's not another person in that church with a hat on. There's not another teenager with a hat on. Nobody has a hat on. Mm-hmm. And I was just, you know, kind of starting to feel just a little self-conscious or like, you know, that failure of we've taught him better than, you know, we've taught him.
Right.
We've never, this is not, and here's where God gets me. I've been kind of judgy about people. I've been judgy when I've seen that person with their kid or that young person in there with that on their head.
Yeah.
You know, I have all kinds of thoughts about that. And here I am sitting next to my kid with a hat on his head. And I'm like, you know what? I would rather him be here with the hat on his head than him not be here.
That's right.
He's sitting next to me and we're at church and he's 19. And, you know, he has a hat on his head. So people that are getting their panties in a wad, which no one probably did. I don't know. They probably did a little bit. But I used to. That's what I'm saying. I would have been a little bit like, you know, it's disrespectful and all that.
Yeah.
And think all the things you want to think. But my point was, I was like, you know, again, if the choice is between him not, and I didn't even say anything. I almost said something to him as we left the house. But I was like, okay, I can preserve and build the relationship, or I can comment about how, you know, he needs to take his hat off his head and make him feel all self-conscious because his hair is crazy.
Right.
And have it be a barrier.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to, because you know who doesn't put barriers?
Jesus.
That's right. So then the sermon starts and it's all about starting a series on the life of David. And of course, it's about when he gets anointed and by Samuel. And he's going through all the brothers, you know, all the sons of Jesse and the big, tall, strong ones and the oldest perfect ones. And all this. Yeah. And Samuel's like, surely this is the one. And God says, no. And he says, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.
Right.
And I was like, well, okay. Yep. There you go, Lord. And I wasn't overly concerned. Like, I can get to a point where I really don't care what anybody thinks, but
right.
It wasn't overly, I was totally happy and my son was, it was fine. I didn't overly stress about it. It was just a little kernel of, oh, you know.
We can like put a lot of emphasis on tradition and propriety.
And I tend to, I'll be honest, I'll confess it.
Well, you and I both love tradition. We both love those. And, you know, I live in a house full of boys.
Yep.
They don't care. They do not care. You at least have a girl there. But, I know, sometimes we can get so bound by that, that we totally remove grace. We totally remove mercy.
Well, and we miss
and
the
we
point.
Can't, I mean, how many people, if there were people there, they're not even focusing on the sermon. They're not working on their own heart because they're too busy looking at somebody else.
Right. And we all do it.
You know, but again, there's, you know, there are those things that are there. Like,
right.
You know.
And I'm so guilty of it. I mean, I can be, I've come a long way. I mean, in terms of that. And it depends on the tradition. Again, I don't want to poo-poo my tradition or the way I was brought up or the way that the church that we went to operated because people dressed up for church. And the women were even, some of the older women, not really my parents' age or anything, but sometimes we'd still wear hats. And I have no problem with that. It's not a, you know,
it was a lovely thing.
Okay, it was a respectful, set apart the day thing. That's what it was.
Here's what I think a lot of it is on both ends, it's a look at me.
Yeah.
Instead of a look at God. I mean, I went to church with people and they would parade in late. They wanted you to see their outfits.
Oh.
They wanted you to see.
Oh, okay.
You have that aspect of look at me. And then you have the people who kind of rebel against all that.
Right.
Of, you know, God loves me just as I am. And God, you know, I'm going to show them. And they show up in, you know, ripped pants and tie-dye shirts and, you know, whatever. But again,
and if that's what you
but
have,
that whole thing though.
Right.
Is a look at me.
Right.
It's not a, neither one of those are a come just as you are.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And we
have to do better as a church. Like like I said, I was convicted. And also, so he's next to me. He's got the hat on. He had a nice little denim shirt, I looked down at his pants. He had nice brown pants on, but I looked down at him and they're covered in chalk dust because he rock climbs. He goes to this place and does rock climbing. So he's got chalk dust all over his pants. And I'm like, but he put on a button down and he.
But again, he had on a nice shirt.
He had on a great shirt, y'all. It was denim. It was great. It was dark. It looked so cute. I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to take what you take. And especially, here's the thing. Here's the difference. I will say this. The difference is from, I'm not saying don't train your and teach them in respectfulness and separate, you know, the specialness of the day and how we give our best to, you know, those are all good things.
You're entering the Holy of Holies. You know, I mean,
you are. And I want to definitely, there's a place for that. But what I will say is the difference now is that he's 19.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna comment about 19, all the things at 18, 19, yeah. 20. But and also it's not my what does that do?
Yeah.
What does that accomplish for him? He's a grown man now.
Yeah. Right.
Mentally, I mean, you know, there's lots to be when do they actually get grown? But anyway. but that's my point is you reach this point with your kids when they've grown up and, you know, you're training them and they're young.
Yeah.
And they're that's junior high and they're high school and you're teaching them hygiene and you're teaching them all the things and you're tuck your shirt in and do this and that. But then there comes a point when they're 18, 19, 20 and you just have to hush up.
Right.
I mean, yeah. He's not being offended, of let course, them, you know, right. But you have to hush up. And
again, your 19-year-old was in church.
Exactly. There's,
you know.
So guess what? I win.
Okay.
I win because that's the goal. That's the, well, the goal is not to be in church. The goal is to just to, you know, continue those relationships with God, continue all that. But anyway, so it was just a good, I was like, well, Lord, don't you just have a sense of irony to like bring this scripture literally right up then, right after I was sitting there looking at his chalk pants and his hat. Yeah. So,
yes,
you know,
he is.
He'll do it. He'll do it. So. That's my little God
doesn't
quarter.
Let me get a God does not let me get away with anything. He
that's
quickly,
good. That means he loves you. That means he loves you.
Well, he quickly will bring some conviction on me. Mm-hmm. Or here's my favorite part is I'll sit there and hold my tongue and hold my tongue and hold my tongue, and somebody will walk in and say, "I can't believe she did that," and I'll finally go, "I know," you know, and
yes,
you know, after I've held it and held it and held it, and then. The first time that I say anything ugly about anybody, they're going to walk around the corner.
They're right 100%. There.
100%. Yeah, they're right there. But I mean, God, yeah.
He
yeah.
loves you. He just loves you so much. He just wants to smack you right in the face right away.
He does.
But you're also attuned to the conviction. I mean, you're also,
yeah.
you know, deep down, you do want that conviction. But anyway, I just thought I'd share. And if that encourages or discourages, I don't
then
even
don't
know.
You,
but-
you want to look at him and say, I've not talked about you for 7 days. And now,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Exactly. Anyway,
exactly. Yeah. So there you go. But it's all good, you guys. It's all good. You just gotta chill. You just
David
gotta chill.
David is
when
probably
they grown.
My favorite Bible character.
Who?
David.
He's a good one, man.
There's just a lot. I just like David mm-hmm. a lot. Mm-hmm. Joseph is another one, I think. Who do you really?
Oh, I was gonna say. I think Joseph, too, that story is always really interesting to me. I really like Nehemiah. I really like Nehemiah, the you know, building the wall and doing all that kind of cool stuff. I think he was the cupbearer and all that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, David's got it all. I mean, you know, what can we say? He's done it all. So, yeah. So that, oh, my gosh, that scared me. It's Caleb Shank. This big face came on the camera.
Caleb, we talked about you fake calling Tim.
Yeah, we don't understand it, but
yeah,
we talked about him.
Don't understand it, but we talked about it.
We did.
I don't know what Holly's prediction is for the national championship.
Okay, goodbye. Oh, okay, I know. Listen, we haven't even talked about that. Oh,
I know. Should I put Caleb on and let you have this discussion with Caleb?
No, he's not cornbread.
Come here, Caleb. Come here.
Oh, my gosh.
Here, hang on.
Okay, fine.
All right, here.
We'll do a little interview. So we're doing a little switchy. Hey, there's Blub. What's up, Blub?
Just trying to finish my schoolwork.
Just trying to live your life. You have schoolwork over the break?
Yeah, I accidentally signed up for a winter class.
Oh.
Accidentally. Whoops.
Okay, so we almost forgot to talk about tonight's big game, the National College Championship, TCU versus Georgia. What do you got? What do you think?
Well, your listeners want to know what colors you think are the best.
Okay,
what
listen.
Uniforms look the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Caleb, for asking that question. I have been all season Team TCU on the uniforms, and you can go back and listen. I'm just saying you can go back and listen. They had a really good black and purple. They've got the silver numbers. They have the little spikies around their neckline. You know I like an embellished neckline.
It's missing the most important thing, though, the big SEC logo.
Bedazzled.
Dude,
you need
listen.
A bedazzled SEC logo.
Listen, this is a rough one. I'm not going to lie. TCU is also the underdog, and they've had a great season, and they're such a small school compared to Georgia, and it would be exciting. But Georgia's great. Oh, gosh. You know what? Why do I even talk to you people? Listen, guys, either one of them could win.
No. Right.
Put Joni back on. Nobody cares. Either one of them can't. Georgia's probably, but I love an underdog. Who doesn't?
I do
love
too. TCU? I know.
And yeah. Their season, they have been outstanding. They've been great. And I just.
So here's Caleb Steele.
But Georgia's been great too.
So JB has been on the TCU board for a long time. And
on the TCU board. On the train.
Yeah.
I thought he's on a board. Yeah. I was like, no. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no. Yeah. And Caleb has, given him grief about it and all of this, and they'll never make it. They'll never make it. And here they are in the championship.
And here they are.
So somebody's had to eat a little crow.
That's why he's kind of salty about
That's why he's salty. Mm. Yeah. It really has nothing to do with that. He's salty because he's wrong.
Yeah. Yep. That doesn't help. And then the fact, again, they're not SEC. So I completely understand that. He did ask the best and most important question, though, about the uniforms. And as you all can go back, I am on record for being a big fan of giving spicy uniforms to the TCU. So we'll see what they come up with.
And just so you know, that's Caleb Shank totally mocking Holly, by the way.
No, that was a serious journalistic question. He knows that the people...
He's making fun of you.
He knows the people want to know. And so that's what he did. So I'm super excited. I'm going to put that on tonight and just like get the stretchy pants on and get in there. I can't believe we almost didn't talk about that.
I know.
So when this comes out, again, it's Monday now. So this will come out Thursday. So we'll all know what happened and all the magnificence and what kind of uniforms. Georgia is, uniform wise, they're a fantastic team. I mean, they've been fantastic. Uniform-wise, they're just kind of boring. Mm-hmm. They're good colors, good clear logo. Like, I can't say anything bad about them, but I don't feel like it ever changes. It's either just the white or the red. I don't see a lot of variety going on.
No.
Yeah. Or a lot of neckline embellishments. So we'll see.
Neckline, they need some bedazzled.
I can help you out. Come on. Oh, that'd be so fun. Okay, we got to get to sort of wrapping this up, but we need a recipe, and then you got to do your top.
I got my top three.
Okay.
So I'm going to do my top three because that's going to lead into my recipe.
Oh, goody.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. One, Valentine's Day is coming up, and Kelly's Catch caviar.
Yes.
So let's talk about this for a minute, and I'll put the link up. It is domestic caviar. And if you like caviar, you will like Kelly's Catch caviar.
You definitely will.
And
it's delicious.
I prefer the white sturgeon. Mm-hmm. I think they have a paddlefish, a hackleback, and the white sturgeon. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they have new Valentine boxes.
Oh.
And do you remember when one of my top three was, it was a candy company. The candy bars with the variety.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. I've got it written down.
My brain. Mrs. Maud or something. Maud. Miss Maud's or Maud's.
Miss Maud or Aunt Maud or
something.
It's Maud's. Not on here. Anyway.
Yeah, we had it as one of your top threes.
Right.
Yeah.
It was one of my top three, and it's a candy bar and has all different flavors within that candy bar. Mm-hmm. They're partnering up with them in some way, and I don't know exactly what.
Caviar flavored chocolate?
Maybe not. No.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe chocolate and caviar, some sort of packaging. Or
something? Yep. Oh my
goodness. Some sort of something, I think. So
that's fancy.
Coming up, Kelly's Catch Caviar.
Mm-hmm. What's the website?
Kellyscatch.com.
It's just Kelly's Catch.
Spelled a little with K's, both Kelly's and Catch.
Yeah, Kelly's and then Catch. Yeah. We'll put a link,
on our
website.
I just wanted to holler
at people who they're driving and they can't be bothered to look.
Right. Okay.
That would be great.
The next thing that I like is cherry salsa.
Oh.
Phyllis Garrett actually introduced me to the cherry salsa. It is from a company in Michigan called Cherry Republic. And
I love that name. That's a great name.
Delicious. You had some when you were here.
I did, and it was so good. Why we didn't think of cherry salsa sooner? I don't know.
I don't know, but it's brilliant. It's fantastic. And also, you know, we're gearing up for Super Bowl and all these playoff games. So these are all good things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my next thing that I really like, I have gotten addicted to guacamole. So
it's so
let me
good.
Just say that Walmart, though, has I don't like the store bought guacamole
either.
That's nasty.
It always tastes like fake lime juice in it, or like fake. It's too acidic.
I don't like it either. But Walmart does have a shortcut that I like.
Oh,
Walmart has a pico de gallo little blend.
Oh,
it's not liquidy. It's not. It's.
Uh huh.
I mean, it has a little bit, but not like mm-hmm. you know.
It's
you know,
more
a lot of them.
Chunky.
A lot of them look more like salsa.
They are.
Know?
They're like really.
This is not.
Yeah.
This is your tomatoes, your onions, and your jalapenos all pre-chopped for you.
Oh, is it in the produce section?
Yes.
Is it like in the produce? So it's
yes.
in the. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That is a good idea.
Man, it takes the work out. All
yes.
you have to do, and that's going to lead to my recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Is the guacamole recipe?
Guacamole.
It's just get you about 3 avocados, about 3 spoons of that Walmart Pico blend, and 1/4 of a lime.
There you go. What about a half? What if I want a half a lime?
You could do half a lime. I sometimes
okay.
do half.
Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yum.
And that's it. But that Pico blend, I mean, it's nothing.
Yum.
It goes so fast and so quick.
Yeah,
you know,
but
it's not
all fresh. It's
not
fresh
having
and
to sit there, though. Yeah. And I mean, the worst thing about making homemade guacamole is sitting there and chopping and chopping and chopping and chopping.
Yeah, especially the jalapenos or
yes.
the onions. That's the
yeah.
worst part.
Yeah, because you got to get them tiny and little.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's
no,
great.
This is
that's
done
a great
for
idea.
You. Yeah.
And I bet a lot of grocery stores, even if you, I mean, most Walmarts are everywhere, but I bet even like grocery stores would have something kind of like that too.
Yep.
Those pre-chopped little pico. That's a great idea. Throw a little cilantro in there if you like that.
Yeah.
Throw
oh,
a
and cilantro.
Cumin,
yeah. I don't. A lot of people do. I don't. I'm one of those. You know, cilantro.
Yeah.
There's about 10% of the population that it tastes like soap.
Yeah. I know. You're one of those.
And I'm one of those. And Ron like, is one of those, ironically. Oh. I mean, but to me, cilantro tastes like I'm biting into a bar of Ivory soap.
I know. So Ron is the same as you?
He is.
Okay.
He is.
That's good, because if it was like, you can't cross marry, guys, listen, you cannot be unequally yoked. With a cilantro lover with a non-cilantro. Just don't do it. When you're going to counseling, when you're in your marriage counseling and you're meeting someone and you're on your first date, whatever it is, you got to get that worked out quick. Do you like
now,
cilantro?
I will say fresh cilantro is not as bad. Like if I
what
go
other
to,
kind is there?
Well, no, like if I go to Taco Bell and I eat something, you know, from one of these fast food Mexican restaurants, it's
okay.
not just Taco Bell, but any of the like the uh-huh. fast food things. And I mean, it's like eating soap.
Oh,
I just love it.
Oh, I love it.
So
yeah, that's a bit of marriage advice. That's some dating advice too, guys. We've given you financial advice. Charge it. We've given you fashion advice. Don't wear that yellow and that tan. And now we've given you marriage and dating advice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't be unequally yoked with a non-cilantro
yep.
lover.
There you go. This is the whole package, y'all, right here.
Everything. What more could you possibly want? It's very important. People don't tell you stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, and the cherry salsa. You can, they have their website that they can send it. You can also order it from Amazon.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. We'll put those links up for certain. And that sounds great.
Yeah.
I love a good guacamole. I love a good salsa, except now I got to eat right. So I can't eat any of that. Thanks a lot.
So,
I can eat the
well,
guac.
Coming up. No, the guac's good.
I can
so
eat that. I just can't
up,
eat it on chips. I can't, what am I going to put it on? A piece of celery? Oh, gosh.
You do it on celery.
I'm so depressed.
I did eat some of our jalapeno pimento cheese on celery.
Don't. Well, that's different. That's cheese and yumminess.
So,
okay,
celery. Right. I got my celery in. I don't know. But anyway, there's that.
There's that. That sounds great. That sounds awesome. Good suggestions, good tips, all the good stuff. So, okay. Well, I think we're wrapped up for today. But we'll be back next week. And who knows? We might talk skincare. We might talk.
Hey, I should say avocado. If you're not familiar with making your own guacamole and stuff, mm-hmm. when you pick an avocado, it's got to be ripe, which means if you press it with your thumb, it's going to give a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it hard.
Yep. Another tip that I'd heard too is, you know how it's got that little knob where it comes off the tree, like that little stem, that little
yeah.
tiny
mm-hmm.
piece of stem. If you flick that off and it comes off pretty easily, but then it's still bright green, like it then it's good too. So, okay. You know, all right. I'm just saying, I can always just feel, I mean, you know, you can just feel,
I know.
Someone told me a tip though. It might've been Avery or it might've been Hudson. I don't remember which one of them, you know, sometimes when you cut into an avocado and it's like all seed, it's just a giant seed. And it's sometimes the seeds are real big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so the ones that are more round looking are more like going to be, have bigger seeds like that. Whereas the ones that are more like that classic kind of avocado shape.
Yeah.
And you can understand that because then it's got that part of the, you know, the seed can't go into the narrow part.
Into the neck. Yeah.
Right. Whereas the ones that are just kind of big and round, sometimes the seed is like, I mean, I've had them before where I literally probably had a quarter of an inch of, you know, avocado, less than half an inch around of actual avocado. And I was very upset. So there you go.
All right.
Guys, I have to make some more files. I have to get ready for the game. What time does it start? Is it late?
I don't know.
Is it 7? It's probably 7.
It's probably 7. Our time. That would be what I would say. But okay. I don't know. I've got chicken. Ron's going to grill chicken tonight. So.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, Tim got a smoker for Christmas. Did I tell you this?
That's what I got Ron, too.
Oh, get out of town.
That's what I got Ron. That's the funny.
The kids went in together and got him an electric smoker.
Yep. Is it Pit Boss?
I have no idea what it is.
That's so funny.
But we made a, he smoked, I guess, sometime over New Year's or sometime when Thatch and Jess and all them were still here. And I thought out a big old pork loin. He did that thing in there. Mm-hmm. It is so easy. And it was so good.
See, I have one.
Just leave it.
I have one at school, which is it's not just a smoker. Mine is like a grill, smoke box attack. But it's the same thing. It's so easy. It's an electric, a pellet. You plug it in, you stick your probe in. Is yours Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But so, it was good. He threw some chicken breasts on. It was so good. And it was really, it's kind of like, you know, a crock pot idea when you do a slow cooker and it's like magic. And this meat, and it was juicy. I mean, I know this is not anything anyone in the whole wide world doesn't already know. But when you can actually make that at your house, and he had a box attached to his grill too, and it rusted out and fell off.
Yeah.
So the kids got him a big old smoker, and it's so good.
That's funny. Yeah. Oh,
how funny. We both got. We're going to be eating some good meat this year. 2023 is looking up. No. All right, guys, we got to go. This is getting out of hand.
Okay. Yep.
Love y'all. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, cornbread.
See ya, corn dog.
Why don't you call me corn muffin? That'd be cuter.
You really want corn muffin?
I would rather be corn muffin than corn dog.
Okay, corn muffin.
Or just muffin.
Muffin top. Muffy. No, I'm not calling you Muffy. Muffy, I don't know.
Buffy.
Maybe. That may be it. You may be Muffy. I do Muffy not want to be a Muffy. But I'm calling you Muffy.
Muffin? I could be a corn muffin. Say something. Are you alive?
I got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes lame to walk and the blind to see.
Joni, my volume was
turned. Take it, Holly. Opens prison doors.
Doors lets the captives free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well.
Goosh, goosh, goosh.